When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Do you like the great outdoors? Are you or are you looking to be a master bow hunter, king of the hill in archery? You're in the right place. Welcome to Bow Hunter Planet. It's the Bow Hunter Planet podcast, recorded live in the BHP studios, Detroit, Michigan, with your host, Team BHP.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Bow Hunter Planet podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk to Tim Mazzarana and discuss his first bow hunt, where he killed a nice little buck.
Doe.
It was really cute.
Doe.
Where he killed a nice little doe. It was really cute.
I thought it was a buck. A button buck.
So we're here today with myself, Jamie Nopum, Bob McGee, Chris McGee, and the man himself, Tim Mazzarana. Now let's hear about your story, Tim.
It's going to bring me back here. It's a couple of years ago now. So it was a weekend where we were hunting with some good peeps, Dave Thomas and and we were out also with Lane Walker. I think Kevin was there as well, and he was looking for his first bow kill with the doe. Or something with a bow, at least, and it was kind of a really cool weekend. Just kind of the guys out there for the weekend. I think if I'm not mistaken, that was the weekend that we watched the scary movie.
The Hunted.
The Hunted. And let me just tell you, if you've never seen it, you definitely have to watch it.
I watched it by myself in the basement.
Yeah
I almost didn't want to go hunting.
The night before you go hunting, because so we got there. It was on a Friday. Did the evening hunt, came back, good food, all that stuff, and we sat back and watched that movie, and woke up in the morning. Needless to say, I didn't see anything that morning, half because I was out with my flashlight half the time looking for ghosts. So you're out dead at night.
Snipe hunting.
Yeah. No, that was God tell you, it was freaky. I mean, you start to hear things that you never heard before. So we're out, the morning hunt, so it's a Saturday morning. Pretty slow morning, really nothing going on. There's two stands. It's like a 40-acre parcel, and there's two stands out. Dave's hunting in the back. I'm hunting up in the front blind. And there's really nothing going on. So morning hunt ends. We do some work and go back out to the evening hunt. And same setup. Dave in the back stand. I'm up in the front stand. And took a little while. It was right at sweet time, right when that sun's going down, things are getting a little bit cooler, and out comes a doe, and just got two little kids with her, it happened quick. They come out right in the middle, watching for a little while, eating in the food plot, and almost the whole time. Just facing me, facing me, facing me, facing me. And I wanted to shoot, but you know, you get nervous. Your first one, you're like, dude, this is going to happen.
Right, don't miss the first one.
Yeah, well, that's it, right? So about, you know, we're watching for about 5 minutes or so, and which seems like an eternity. And she finally quarters away, and she was about 42 yards. So, you know, I range it real quick. She's at 42 yards, put it on there, and there you go. So she... Mm-hmm. You know, she went and she ran off, waited a little bit, and all of a sudden, there's another one that comes out, and I'm like, "Oh, dude, double it up one night, right? First time, gonna be awesome." And I'm like, "Nah, I can't. You know, I'm not gonna do that in 2 days." So, but that Dave hadn't seen much either, and you know, the trail that they've been really taking was coming from the east, coming into my stand, and then kind of turning and going up towards Dave's normally. So it sat there, and we're getting towards the last light. And I'm talking to Dave and text message, all that kind of stuff. I'm like, I'm just going to shoot it, man. It's just going down, you know. And he's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. What I end up doing is I end up getting out of the blind, see if I can scare her back to Dave. And I get out of the blind, walk a little bit, and like she sees me, but you know, it's that last light thing, you know, eating all that stuff, and she gets spooked, starts running right towards Dave. And so you give it a couple minutes, and all of a sudden you hear off in the distance, whack, and Dave texts me. She's like, I got it, man. So it was pretty cool. We ended up doubling up that night, both of us with a doe. Now mine was a lot bigger,
of course,
than Dave's, but I think I don't think anybody's going to doubt that at all. But it was really cool. So, you know, it ends, we go out, we try and, you know, we're looking for it, and we can't find this thing anywhere. So mine, so we go out and blood trail, and you know, we look at the video, and we're like, man, it looked high at first, and we keep watching the video, and we're like, no, that was a good shot, man, and you got something on that one. So we gave it a little bit of time, went back out, and we're just searching. There's five of us searching, and it took us, I mean, we walked the whole 40 acres, I think, and Kevin found it. It was, he's just walking along. It was in.
You were hunting that really tall grass, though.
Yeah, well, and that's where it went. Almost. Yeah, it went in the grass, went in the tall grass, and just laid over. And there was no blood trail around at all. He stumbled upon it, and that was it. So
Kevin's really good at finding blood trails.
Yeah, it was. I wouldn't even give him that credit. He just stumbled upon it.
He just stumbled.
But no, it was cool, man. You know, and we were actually thinking about just leaving it and, you know, trying to find it in the morning because it was, you know, pitch black out. There's if we're not finding it quick, because it was a pretty decent shot. You know, so we almost gave up on it, but I think that just goes to say that, you know, if you know you got a good shot, you got to get out there and get it. Now, there's definitely times where you let it sit.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, there are definitely times where you let it sit, but when you know you have a good shot and you've given it a decent amount and you kind of know where it went, I mean, you definitely.
Well, sometimes you can't wait though either because of coyotes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And here's the other thing: it started to rain.
You got
to
weigh the risks versus
absolutely. And the weather too started to turn, so it started to sprinkle a little bit too. And you know, if we let it go overnight, now you're down no blood trail, and now you're just zigzagging trying to find.
I can't tell you the number of people I know that have hunted and left them overnight for one reason or another.
Yeah.
And they track it out in the morning, and the hindquarters are all gone.
Well,
it's just something you've got to weigh yourself.
Yeah, no doubt. So it was awesome, man. It was a great time. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better group of guys to be there for my first one, and you know, it was memorable for sure. So mm-hmm. a lot of credit to Lane for letting us come back. You know, it was the same spot actually that Dave's son last year got his first deer out of. So. Something about that spot. They like the newbie spot. Hunters. You know? So,
man,
very,
cool.
Very cool. I'll tell you, the meat never tasted so good.
Oh, yeah. This tastes a lot better when you get it yourself.
That's right. That's right. So, very, very cool, though. I don't know. Everybody remembers their first one, I think.
Yep.
And it's always memorable. You know, wish it was a big buck. I don't have that story to tell.
Yeah.
But
it's always
took
this
me,
year.
Yeah. Well, and it took me 33 years to get my first one. So
Did you? You never hunted much, though, really.
No, I was growing up. I was never a hunter. There was nobody in my family that hunted. I had nobody that you know. We never talked about hunting. Or what I did do a lot of was fish. We did a ton of fishing. You know, myself and buddies and all that kind of stuff. But never a big hunter. And you know, Dave got me into it. Obviously, you know, through working through Bow Hunter and Planet and all that stuff too. And it was something that I love the outdoors. Yep. The outdoors is pretty. You know, I could live outdoors.
Yeah, exactly.
At least I think I could.
Oh, you're like me. I didn't start hunting until I met my wife's parents.
Yeah.
And that was in my early 20s.
Yeah.
And everybody in her family deer hunted. So 20, 22, 21.
So they took you out in the woods and tried to scare the hell out of you, basically.
They did. My father-in-law tried to scare me away several times, and it just didn't work.
Yes, I mean it's you know, a late bloomer, but from there it's
game on.
Yeah, you know, you get the
itch. You get the itch.
You know, everybody's gonna laugh out there. You know, as being part of a 100 Planet for so long, but still have yet to get a buck, man. So you know, it's hard with a bow.
Right?
I mean,
gun hunting is a total different.
That's
aspect,
right. I mean, your early season and you're patterning them. You're patterning them
when they're coming into food
plots.
You know,
instead of calling them in, and you know, it's more about being in the right place at the right time.
Which is hunting in general.
But I think
early season
it's
a lot
easier. Hunting in the rut,
you
know, it is a lot easier to see bucks. Not saying that it's easier to get them,
if you're waiting for an 8-point in Michigan, you're
waiting a long time.
A bow. Yeah. I don't think I've shot a buck with my bow in like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, because I wait for a 8-point outside the ears, and
yep, we do the herd management and all of us shoot does.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like Jamie said, you know, Michigan, it's hard to find a nice 8-point.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find an 8-point.
Period.
Yeah.
That's why I switched a gun on opening day, just to give myself a little bit of an advantage.
You got it. You got to take your 2-3 days of gun hunting and then go back to bow.
Yeah.
Well, after you get your first deer, and that's what we're actually eating right now, is Dave cooked up some, looks like spicy venison and potatoes in the old can cooker. Can cooker sent us a couple products there to test out, and I took one actually up north and cooked some eggs in it, and I cooked some, I had a little sausage boil with some potatoes and corn. I'm telling you what, man, it cooks
pretty much anything
in less than an hour.
Really?
Like a whole roast.
That's perfect.
I put potatoes in there in the morning to make with my breakfast, and I, 10 minutes. Nice. Took them out. They're almost like mashed potatoes.
I'm
like, holy crap.
Oh, I'm looking at it thinking seafood.
Yeah.
Corn,
yeah.
Potatoes.
They have a whole,
you would have
on their website, there's
time.
200 some recipes.
No, I haven't spent much time. Is it a pressure cooker? Is that really
steam
the
cook.
Steam cooker? Mm-hmm. No way.
You put whatever you put in there, you put like
a
bunch of water.
12 ounces of beer or water or whatever in there. And, I mean, it just steams and it's done.
That is good. Awesome. Like thing for turkey.
Yeah.
They're really good turkey breast.
Well, what's nice about it is it's
compact. It doesn't take up a lot of space.
Yeah, they have the small one. That's the one that Dave brought there is the junior. It's a small one, and then the rest of them are bigger.
Yeah, you can actually do a boil or something.
Be good for bear camp.
That small one, I bet you could easily feed 10 people with that.
Oh, for sure.
And especially the other bear camp. Bear camp, we'd got to bring that
to
bear camp.
Crawfish boil. There's so many cool things in there.
Some corn, some crawdads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need a
potatoes.
Crawfish?
Yeah.
We should do that.
That'd be good.
Really good.
Yeah. Jambalaya.
Surf and turf.
Stuff
mm-hmm. Some lobster, too.
Ooh.
Bobby buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I'm
retired.
You guys forget it.
You look at them.
You heard it here. You said
look at now. What we should do is make a trip to Maine, go catch our own lobster.
There we go.
Do a bear hunt while we're there.
There we go.
Yeah, and eat lobster all week.
Put bear in there.
Walleye.
That's what I'm going to do next time. I'm going to make some fish tacos.
Yeah.
I'll probably put it in some foil and drop it in there on top of the potatoes and onions or something.
Salmon would be really good.
Love me some fish tacos.
Oh, yeah. I'm making shrimp tacos. But.
Mm-hmm. Very type of taco.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, what else do you guys want to talk about? So we're basically just sitting here eating our dinner and talking in between podcasts. This is what it is.
This is the behind the scenes stuff.
Don't be trying. We're not going to edit any of this out either. This is what's going on.
This is us live.
Yeah, it's live.
We got that beep button ready.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a little.
Yeah,
delay.
We can beep out the cuss words later.
beep, 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 beep.
You guys so missed good. Out on the Boeing Mountain Challenge.
Yeah, you went through that.
Yeah. Excellent.
Did you
excellent.
Win it?
But explain to everybody what it is.
So the Total There's Archery a, Challenge.
It's called the Total Archery Challenge. It's sponsored, their main sponsor is Prime Archery. And it's been in existence out on western states for, I think, about 4 or 5 years. But what they do is they set up 3D courses in the mountains, in the ski areas, and you wind up taking a chair up, and supposedly you come down from where the chairs take you up. Let me tell you, that's not true. You come down halfway and then you walk back to the top and then you come down and you walk back to the top. And the guys that sponsor it and organize it, I was talking to one of them and I says, you know, you advertise this as a family fun shoot and there's nothing fun about it. It's a good time being out on the mountain and stuff.
Call them out, Bob.
He explained to me, you know, they're doing their shoots in Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico. So they're working with these shoots at, you know, 4,000 feet plus elevation. So when they came to Michigan, last year was their first year. They came to Michigan. This is like a molehill to what they're used to doing. So they set this up and they call it a family fun shoot. And let me tell you, you're going home, you're sore, your quads are blown out, your calves hurt, your shoulders hurt. And
it's not a young man's game.
No. It's not. And there were all types of archers there. There were crossbow shooters, there were traditional recurve longbow shooters, a ton of compound bow shooters. And it really tests your ability to hunt in extreme conditions. Sunday, it thunderstormed like crazy. Of course, they wouldn't let you up on the mountain. You're riding a metal chair and lightning strikes and stuff. But after it rained, humidity dropped out. It was something. If you've never experienced a extreme 3D event, check out Mountain Ops, sponsored by Prime, and you'd be amazed. It's well worth your while to sign up for Boy Mountain next year. It was.
Oh, they do it all over the country.
Yep, yeah, all over the country.
Yeah.
And like I said, this is second year for Michigan. Their turnout wasn't great, number one, because of
the
heat Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, it rained. It literally flooded the streets and stuff down in the ski area village and stuff. But it was well worth the wait around. You got to talk to a bunch of neat people.
How'd you do?
That's what I think would be fun, is talking to everyone. The camaraderie that comes
Didn't score
along.
My best scores, but it, you know, had a good time. Did some awesome shooting. They had one target that was 120 yards. I 10-ringed it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, that's something to be proud of. Yeah. I'm sorry. You shoot 110 yards.
That's not bad at all.
HHA sights.
Pretty sure it had something to do with the guy that set that bullet.
At BT Mag.
Yeah. And, yeah. The guy that set the bow up did.
What were you shooting?
BT Mag, Bowtech BT Mag.
Yeah, 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 okay. Your loop didn't break?
No, the loop stayed in place.
Sight stayed on?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything stayed in place. I did change the string out on it.
By the way, it's not the quality of the equipment. It's the quality of the person putting
the Bowtech that's setting that's up exactly the equipment true. That makes the difference.
Just so everybody's clear.
Well, anyway, it's a pretty good talk. We're eating our dinner. I think we're going to close it out here and get on to somebody else. So we'll catch you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to the Bowhunter Planet podcast, online at bowhunterplanet.com, with your host, Team BHP. Check us out on Facebook at Bowhunter Planet. We'll catch you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.